This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Dan the man is now sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. We were talking about the NSA and how the latest release of Snowden information is that NSA hacked nearly 100,000 computers using radio signals by planting in these targeted machines an additional little chip that had radio on it. Well, maybe it was an additional chip, maybe not. There were some engineers who discovered that some of the newer computer chips actually have Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or some kind of two-way radio built right onto the chip. A lot of people were very concerned about the Centrino processor, which was being made in Israel, whether that was backdoored. And if you have any electronic device with Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, you may presume it is wide open for them to come on in, do whatever it is they want to do here. Now, somebody's trying to do a poison-the-well smear job on Edward Snowden because Fars News English website ran this story about how space aliens were directing Washington, D.C. based on documents leaked by Edward Snowden. This is not the first time they've tried this. They tried to claim that Edward Snowden's documents proved that they had crashed flying saucers out in Area 51 and so forth and so on. And in looking very closely, this story about the space aliens tracks back to Saoirse Fall, who is a known disinformation operator that just writes all these really fantastically nonsensical story, and then they try and get them planted on independent media to make them look silly. And sure enough, the Washington Post immediately ran an article just ridiculing Fars News for carrying this ridiculous idea story. And I sent Fars News an email saying, you need to not link to anything coming out of whatdoesitmean.com. Which appears to be an homage to whatreallyhappened.com. Because these are the kind of dirty tricks they like to play. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Obama's been promising to place some restraints on surveillance by the NSA. And he's out there speechifying, saying, yes, yes, I understand you're angry at the violation of the Fourth Amendment. I'm going to put restraints on the NSA so you can relax and just go on using your email and phones and electronic devices just the way you have without any regard. You don't need to worry about privacy, and you certainly don't need to use any of those encryption systems coming out of that guy in Hawaii. Just relax. Trust me. Rest assured, your privacy is being respected. You can trust the U.S. government is not looking at your business secrets or your Aunt Mary's top secret chocolate chip cookie recipe or the naked pictures you have of your girlfriend. Honest, we would not do anything like that. Of course, we know they are. Now, let us be honest here. The National Security Agency has been in open defiance of the Constitution and the Fourth Amendment all along, at least going back to the 1980s with the Echelon system. Do you think they're going to comply with any new laws that Obama might pass in order to bolster Democrats' chances in the November elections? Of course not. All this talk about reigning in the NSA is to lull you all back into a false sense of privacy so that you do not take steps to keep your private life private. Make their job easier. There is only one way to guarantee your Fourth Amendment rights to privacy, and that is for all these NSA data centers to be scrapped right down to the foundation, and every official who violated the Constitution to be tarred, feathered, hanged, drawn, quartered, burned, and the ashes pissed on by a rabid wombat. Anything less is just window dressing, and as that New York Times article I was talking about in the last segment indicates, yeah, that's all it is. Lipstick on the pig. You can trust us to respect your privacy. No, we can't. We've got a quarter of a century of evidence that we cannot trust this government with our private information. Another article coming up. By the way, it's not just the government. It's corporations are starting to get in on this whole thing again. This is in the Wall Street Journal about how when you walk into a store, there are now commercially available systems that will loot your smartphone to tell that store owner what other businesses you're doing business with. So he knows what to pitch at you, what you might be interested in. All of this without the customer's knowledge. Those smartphones have made your private life wide open for government, for marketing, for corporations. Now, supposedly a new company is coming out with a privacy-focused smartphone. They're going to compete with BlackBerry, which has a reputation for privacy and security. I wouldn't want to risk my life on that, of course. But they're coming out basically with this new competing phone that is saying, this is private, this is secure, this is going to be really great. And, of course, that's complete nonsense. The only way to protect your privacy is to develop your own encryption. If you buy a product with any security in it, NSA already knows the method for that security, if they have not outright bribed the company to install a backdoor, which is turning out to be pretty much everybody. Once the NSA has the method, they can brute force the keys, even if they don't actually get that quantum machine running to do the tests. Only by keeping the method secret from NSA is your privacy secured here. By the way, they've finally admitted the data breach at Target has been revised upward yet again to up to 110 million Target customers. 110 million Target customers' credit card information, payment card information, has been stolen by hackers. And still, NSA cannot find these guys. Of course, the NSA might be the guys. In between looking at online porn and playing World of Warcraft, they might be using all their taxpayer-provided goodies to break into all these credit card systems and steal all this information. Because they have been notably silent for an institution that is under such public criticism as the NSA, you'd think they'd welcome the opportunity to go out and find the CryptoLocker malware people or find these credit card hackers. They're well motivated to score some kind of a victory to prove that they're actually useful. They lied about how many lives they saved. They lied about how many terror attacks they thwarted. Now they're back there saying, well, it's just in case, just in case. Well, just in case, as long as you're out there reading everything that goes on the net, why are you not able to find these computer criminals? And the answer is they can't. Or they're the computer criminals themselves. With the government gone so hopelessly corrupt, I would not be surprised. Meanwhile, Monsanto is readying its first ever GMO wheat, Roundup Ready wheat. And they're looking at having this thing out there in the test fields by the end of this year. Now, genetically modified wheat isn't legally approved anywhere in the world. But that's not going to stop Monsanto. When it's time to sell the product, they'll simply bribe enough members of a government to get this legalized and declared perfectly okay and perfectly safe. No. We fed this GMO wheat to some rats for 90 days and they didn't get sick. It's got to be safe. Well, you know something? Nobody ever got sick or died from smoking after just 90 days, did they? But we know in the long term it is harmful. Now, the Grocery Manufacturers Association has advised in its letter to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration They're going to petition the agency to authorize the labeling of foods containing genetically modified ingredients as natural. In other words, they're pushing back against GMO labeling. They want the FDA to say that even if a product contains genetically modified ingredients, it can be described as natural. This, of course, is complete nonsense. That's like saying global warming causes freezing. Once you've tinkered with that DNA, it's not a natural product any longer. This is all coming from pressure from Coca-Cola, ConAgra, Bayer, Crop Science, and 300 other GMO companies are trying to buy the government to say GMO products are natural. They are not. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sinclair. Maybe I can pray you know. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Mike Sinclair. Open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sinclair. Maybe I can pray you.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're following up on that story how the lobby of the GMO companies has notified the FDA of their intention to petition the FDA to declare products that contain genetically modified ingredients to be labeled as natural. This is all natural, even if none of it ever is found in nature. That's how absurd this is. Talk about through the looking glass. Up is down, black is white. Lab created is natural. Global warming causes freezing. That's how incredibly absurd this whole society has become. Now, apparently, a coalition of the big biotech companies are suing the island of Kauai out here in Hawaii over their recently passed GMO law. Now, unfortunately, we have a lot of these GMO companies come out here to Hawaii to set up their test farms, their test plots, where they can test grow products that are not even approved for use yet to see if it crawls out of the farm and eats a car off the highway or something like that. And obviously, those of us living downwind of these experimental farms are very concerned. And so Kauai passed a law, Ordinance 960, or Bill 2491, was passed last November. It had to survive a veto by Kauai's mayor, Bernard Carvalho. And it simply requires these agricultural companies to disclose the type and volume of pesticides they are spraying and the location of their genetically modified crop fields, because they don't want you to know where it is. It requires the companies to set up buffer zones between fields growing GM crops and public places like schools, hospitals, and parks. The law is scheduled to go into effect this summer. And all these agricultural companies are massing a lawsuit against the county of Kauai. And they don't really have any grounds for the lawsuit, but their idea is they're simply going to mount a huge lawsuit and threaten to bankrupt Kauai's county budget with legal fees to get this law reversed and overturned. This is the sort of thing you have under fascism, when the money power rules all. And it's a good reminder that when we talk about the blueprint for the new America, that along with diffusing government power all across the land, like the Founding Fathers did back in 1776, that we should diffuse the money across the land and not let it get concentrated to the point where it can warp the entire country or planet to its will. Because that's a danger. Going to grab a couple of phone calls here, John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Doing fine.
Okay. Well, just going to go back to the NSA and this huge data center in Utah. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're using a lot of its spare capacity to mine bitcoins and possibly.
Yes, that way, boy, they could certainly do it. They could pay for their own bills if they were doing that.
Well, they could certainly fund this lawsuit in Hawaii for the benefit of Monsanto and the other GMO corporations.
Yeah, well, Monsanto and the GMO corporations, they don't need any help. They've got all the money right now, and they're not shy about flinging it around to get whatever it is that they want.
Maybe they're using this spare cash to put these little radio beacons inside computers and things. Who knows?
Well, again, I think for the newer machines, there's probably already one in there. It may be inside the so-called trusted computing environment. There were some security experts who identified some of the newer computer chips as having built-in two-way radio capability.
Yeah, maybe we need detectors, little radio frequency detectors, to see if there's anything coming out of the machines. In the old days, they used to test to make sure that there was no radio frequencies being emitted by these machines in case it interfered with other equipment.
Yeah, well, the commercial-grade computers especially were shielded because there was concern about the electromagnetic radiation's effect on people's health. The monitors were shielded, there was that whole RFI issue. But now, of course, with Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, the signals are coming in and going out. The problem is if your computer has Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, it's very hard to tell if there are other emanations unless you're using a frequency spectrum analyzer, which is an expensive piece of kit.
Yep, maybe we need to in this current climate of spies on spies, vice spy versus spy.
Well, again, I think most of us, the invasion of our privacy is an annoyance and it's an insult. But if you really do have something you need to keep secret, Go down to the old Goodwill and find an old laptop that was built before Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. Put Linux on it and do whatever you're doing on that machine. Move data back and forth on jump disks. That's the only way you're going to be absolutely, absolutely secure.
Yeah. I mean, there's several methods of securing your data. On transmitting it is having a secret Dropbox with a thumb drive that you connect your laptop up surreptitiously, download the information, wipe your laptop, and the guy comes along, puts his laptop on it, plugs it into this piece, uploads it, and then wipes the chip. So there you go. Lots of ways of doing things.
Well, there's lots of ways, but don't forget, the bad guys are inside your machines compromising it. Are you really wiping these things or not? And I'll give you a good example with digital memory. You can format it in the camera or in your laptop. It isn't erased because you can actually get software where if you're a photographer and you've been shooting on the digital media and the digital media is unusable or you've accidentally erased and formatted it, this software will go in and recover all your pictures. The data is still there. There is no such thing, unless you have software that goes in and literally writes gigantic files all over the disk several times. A lot of people who are using the built-in erase and format functions on their computers don't understand it's not actually removing the data. Plus, we know that some of these commercial operating systems like Windows and iOS maintain special files of things that might be important to law enforcement. And they're hidden from you. They're very, very difficult to find. There's special software that ordinary citizens cannot buy. It's law enforcement only, where they can plug it into your computer and just bring up, you know, all kinds of stuff that might be incriminating against you.
Yeah. I have another
reason to go to Linux.
Yeah. I have a piece of software. It's called File Shredder, which actually formats and overwrites 22 times.
Yeah. Yeah, I have something similar here, both on my desktop machine and my laptops and even on my iPhone. And plus, you know, another good way to really make sure your data is scrambled is do a defragmentation of your drive. After you've erased all your files and you do a defragment, it's going to take existing files and put them over where the deleted files used to be. That's another good way to do that. Okay?
Yep, overwrites, yep.
Okay.
Okay, well, Michael, I'll let you go. I just thought you might like the little joke about the data center being the bit mining.
The Bitcoin. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, let's get some profit out of all of this this investment there. Okay, we're going to let you go. We're coming up on a commercial break. I've got two callers waiting on the line. I'm going to leave you until after we come back from the commercial break because I don't want to have to cut you off. Looking back at that Virginia toxic chemical spill from Freedom Industries, it turns out the company was founded by a twice-convicted felon and funded from the 2009 federal stimulus. And at one point, before the big spill, they were controlling a small scale just by shoving a cinder block into a breach in one of their holding pools. I mean, this thing is just, it's a joke from top to bottom. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And somebody just sent me a story. We were talking earlier about how the United Nations climate chief, Cristiana Figueres, was saying communism is the way to prevent global warming. And apparently she is now urging global financial institutions to basically pump $1 trillion a year into the global warming crisis. And by that, she means into more propaganda, more advertising to try and sell this global warming crisis at a time when we're having a record cold winter again. And it's very obvious we are actually going into a new little ice age here. Going to go back to the phones here. Steve in Florida. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
How are you today?
Mm-hmm. Doing all right.
Good, good. Biodegradable, huh? Listen, I'm sort of fixated on this story with Carrie and his potatoes gift.
Yes.
And
I mean, it's not like Russia has a shortage of potatoes. I mean, let's be honest.
Exactly. And of all things, like they don't know what they are. Anyway,
Newcastle.
I asked somebody about it, and they said that those potatoes, because I know that it has to mean something.
Yes.
But anyway, I asked somebody about it.
I think it was a statement of our potatoes are bigger than your potatoes.
Well, he probably won't be able to take them back home with him, even if he wanted to. But I asked somebody about those potatoes, or you know, what was the thing behind them, and they said that it had something to do with a 1941 Atlantic Charter.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you?
It doesn't make any sense to me. And you know what's really interesting? First of all, Lavrov can take those potatoes home in the diplomatic pouch, which means Russia will now be able to grow those large Idaho potatoes for themselves. So Kerry's inadvertently damaged Idaho's exports, because now people who don't want to come to the United States to buy Idaho potatoes can buy them from Russia.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Why did he do that?
There was the picture of him holding up these two giant potatoes, and it looked like, you know, my potato is longer than your potato kind of moment there. But like I said, at the very least, give him a Mr. Potato Head game to go with those things, okay?
Right.
Steve, we're going to let you go. Going to grab another phone call.
Mike.
We're running out of time here today. Kyle in Philadelphia. Aloha. Kyle, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, first of all, as far as computer security, the first thing I want to tell anybody who has Windows 7 or Windows 8, go home and set up a home group. See how easy it is to link your laptop, your desktop, your Xbox, whatever. And imagine that all you need to do is have your Wi-Fi information, which all your ISP providers have. It's as simple as like a 6 or 7 letter password, so anybody can get in there. But the main reason why I called is this GMO story, trying to call GMO as natural food. What you need to remember, specifically when it comes to GMO corn, is that GMO corn will not pop. You cannot get popcorn from GMO corn.
I was not aware that popcorn, the particular species of corn used for popcorn, had been GMO'd, but at this point, who really knows?
Genetically modified corn will not pop.
Well, you know, point out is the real danger of GMO, because I understand during the cooking above a certain temperature, the actual engineered DNA itself is destroyed. But the danger lies in the protein expression caused by the altered DNA during the plant's growth. And along with this idea that GMO popcorn won't actually pop, we know that the farmers who got the Roundup Ready corn discovered the stalks of the plant are much tougher than the natural variety and could puncture the tires. And so now they're having to spend money to buy Kevlar tires for their tractors. And this was an effect that was not even looked for. And it's a reminder that these GMO companies, they'll tinker with a gene, they'll get a desired result. They don't look to see what other aspects of the organism have been altered by this, because DNA is incredibly self-referential. That's how they get that that's how it gets that much information into such a tiny, tiny molecule. It's not linear. It's not like you can go in and say, we're going to take out chapter 3 and put a new chapter 3 in. It doesn't really work that way. When you tinker any part of that DNA, it's going to produce effects everywhere else in the organism. And that is really why this is dangerous. They're not looking for it. They're not looking for any reason to not get their product out on the market. We're finding out they're rigging the tests. They're flexing their economic muscle. There have been all these scientists who have tested this product around the world and found all kinds of harm. They get silenced. They get shut down. The governments will say, no, we reject your findings because we're making way too much money from these companies. When you get this much money in a concentrated spot, it warps the rest of the planet to its own interests. Monsanto is a very good example of that. And like I said, when we talk about the blueprint for the new America, along with diffusing government power across the entire land, like the founding fathers did, we have to diffuse the economic power across the land and not allow it to concentrate in a single point from which such evil can flow.
Well, and moreover, there's evidence that thousands of years ago, South American cultures were eating popcorn. They were heating it over their fires and eating popcorn as a snack or what have you. corn has popped naturally for thousands of years. So if you're going to develop a corn that doesn't pop, and you're going to try to call that natural, there is nothing natural about that. It is almost the most unnatural thing that corn can do.
That's exactly my point here. Once you tinker with that DNA, it is not natural. It is a Frankenstein creation coming out of a laboratory. The idea that they're going to call it natural is absurd. But we've seen this kind of corporate skullduggery before, like when they wanted to relabel high fructose corn syrup as what they were going to, corn sugar or some other name there, and try and hide it from the consumers who are sensitive to it. How many different names and euphemisms they have for monosodium glutamate. And they're always coming up with new ones because they want to just pour that stuff into the food because it makes you eat more and buy more. MSG is probably the root cause of the obesity epidemic here in the United States of America, but the food corporations love it because it makes you eat more and buy more, and they make more money off of you. And everybody who's looking to avoid MSG, they keep coming up with these euphemisms. Now we're finding out that names like tuna and beef don't mean tuna and beef anymore, but a list of any of 17 different ingredients that qualify to be labeled with it. It's not a description of the content anymore. It's a branding name. Canned tuna. May not be tuna in there. Could be any of 17 different species. Look at how much food fakery is already out there. When you buy a bottle of honey at your supermarket, there's a 75% chance there is no honey in it. Well, but they're allowed to call it honey because it's honey-esque. It's got the flavor. It's got the look. It's just completely out of control. You cannot trust anything you're getting from that supermarket, which is why they're trying to shut down private gardening now across the globe.
Years ago, fast food companies like McDonald's and Burger King lobbied Congress to get acceptable levels of fecal matter and pus raised in the food that they're selling. And then
yes,
they turn around and on TV, 100% all beef patty, 100% white beef chicken.
Yeah, but again, the point is when they're using that word beef, it doesn't mean meat from a cow. It means something that the FDA has said, some combination of meat products and fillers that can be called beef, just like now they want to call GMO natural. It's just another one of these corporate government lies to get you to buy whatever it is they're cranking out of the factories. And I understand why they're going along with it. It's not just the money problem. It's not just the greed and desire for profits. Between the Gulf oil disaster, the GMO disaster, Fukushima disaster, there is not enough safe, healthy food to feed the human race. So we're going into Soylent Green territory here, where you will buy this little processed colored thing that is nutritionally fit and sort of semi-tasty if you put enough jalapeno peppers on it, and that's what the masses will eat. You don't see these people eating this stuff themselves. The canteen at Monsanto's British offices will not serve any GMO.
Well, they have the big story, last year was that there was some Japanese scientist who made a steak out of human fecal matter. That's what they're doing. They're working on taking your excrement and turning it into edible food. I mean, you need to be aware of what you're putting into your body. Because what they tell you,
In the original Sylvester Stallone version of Judge Dredd, there was this wonderful little humor where there's this drone rolling around advertising saying, "Eat recycled food. It's good for the environment and okay for you." And we laugh at it, but we're there now. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Kyle. And we're going to be back with the last segment of our show after these few words.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more.
Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the House of Representatives has just passed the $1.1 trillion so-called austerity budget. Austerity for you, not for the government, not for the military machine, not for Israel, not for Wall Street, but definitely for you. Now, remember, when you voluntarily choose to live a simpler life, that's austerity. When the government comes in and orders you to live a simpler life, that's dictatorship. Now, getting back to the GMO issue, the governor of Maine has signed that state's GMO food labeling bill. People are saying, huzzah, 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 especially after the shenanigans out in California with Prop 37. But there is a fly in the ointment. The GMO companies have gone to the federal government to push for a federal GMO food labeling bill that will make labeling of GMO products voluntary except in the case where a given GMO ingredient is documented to be harmful, and only then would the label be mandatory. And we've already seen from the situation in France how Monsanto is just going to spend whatever money it takes to make sure that nobody ever says our food, our GMO products are harmful, because you had these French scientists who proved it. And the French government said, no, we reject your report. Our good friends over and campaign supporters over at Monsanto would never do anything like that. And so truth and science and honesty and accuracy and the health of the people just aren't factors in this anymore. Now, I was trading some emails with a friend of mine who is a physician about the issue of GMO and the danger. And I was reminding him of the scandal involving the epicyte gene, which is this genetically engineered corn, the development of which was funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And the corn is modified so that if you are eating it, you will respond to human sperm as if it's an infection, and you will create antibodies to destroy it. In other words, if you are eating this corn, you will become unable to reproduce. The company was bought up by a whole bunch of other people. We don't know what they're doing with the corn. Obviously, it's intended to be given and sold to countries that have too many people living over those resources the U.S. needs. But we know these genetically modified pollens break into the wild. Monsanto just got this amazingly bizarre Supreme Court decision saying that if somebody is growing Roundup Ready corn and the pollen blows onto a neighboring field that doesn't have the license, didn't want it, Monsanto can sue and take the farm for copyright, for a patent violation. We know because of what happened to the wheat crops up in, I think it was Oregon, that were contaminated with genetically modified pollen that apparently blew in from several states away. And if this epicyte gene is breaking into the wild, and it was being grown in open fields in Southern California, down by San Diego, and it eventually infects all of the corn on Earth, we're looking at an extinction level event. Now, I'm one of those people who are absolutely convinced that life exists everywhere in the universe, and intelligence will blossom everywhere in the universe. Why aren't they visiting us? Well, I don't know, maybe we're just not interesting enough. When you drive down the freeway, do you stop and examine every anthill you pass? Probably not. But it may be that every intelligent technological civilization reaches a moment of crisis where their technology allows them to start playing around with the code of their biological systems, and it only takes one mistake to destroy themselves. We may be at that crisis point right now. And in their lust for profits, nobody wants to look at that. Just like nobody wanted to look at frozen O-rings on the Challenger, or inadequate safeguards on those GE reactors at Fukushima, or the fact that the blowout preventer on the Deepwater Horizon in the Gulf of Mexico was 4 years overdue for its maintenance. We can't be bothered with that. That's costing us money. It's harming our profits. We must protect the profits at all costs. And the costs fall on the human race. This GMO technology is the most dangerous technology in the history of human science. It's being deployed and marketed and sold with an incredible degree of reckless disregard for its potential harm. They're playing with the code of life on Earth. It's going to take just one mistake to cause tremendous harm. They're still trying to get that Terminator gene out there to make sure you won't have heritage seeds, to make sure that you go back to Monsanto and have to buy your seeds every year from them. They don't want anybody to grow food the way it's been grown for the last 100,000 years of human history. They want to monopolize food production the same way the Federal Reserve wants to monopolize currency. Because once you can monopolize it, you have power and you have wealth. Keeping the world dependent on what you have is what keeps the world slave to you, whether it's the Federal Reserve note or Roundup Ready corn. Now, changing gears here, interesting story over at Global Research. We're seeing all of this continuing tension building up in the Ukraine. The original goal was to get him into the European Union. The government said, no, we're looking at how the European Union has destroyed the economy of their entire union. In fact, we're hearing word Italy may collapse imminently. from all their problems. And Ukraine said, we don't want to be part of that. And all of a sudden, the agent provocateurs are in there. Oh, it's a cruel government. We've got to get rid of them. And this article over at Global Research is pointing out the real agenda here. It's not just to enslave the people of the Ukraine to the European Central Bank, although that's a big part of it. The goal is if NATO can take over the Ukraine, they can eject the Russian Black Sea Fleet. Just get them out of there. So, meanwhile, we're getting word that FEMA is seeking contractors who can supply biohazard disposal facilities, tarps, and housing units in as little as 24 to 48 hours notice. Oh, is something about to be made to happen that we should know about? Apparently, the United Nations is finally going to investigate the Vatican over the concealment of the pedophilia scandal. And, I'm looking at all this stuff about pedophilia, whether it's in the church or BBC or the Franklin scandal, and I just don't get it. But Claire made the observation, this is about power. This is about people who are so powerful, they don't feel the challenge, and they just want to do things that are so offensive to the rest of the world and get away with it, just to get the thrill of it. And it betrays a great deal of insight into the mindset of the money junkies and the power freaks, that they would consider this something that's cool to do just to get a thrill out of it. I think children grow up way too fast as it is. They're encouraged to grow up and become fashion consumers and just fit them into that whole economic model. Growing old is a one-way trip. You don't get to turn around and come back. I mean, you can pretend you're coming back with comb-overs and the rest of it, but it's a one-way trip. I think we should let children stay children just as long as they possibly can. Because once they lose that age of innocence, playfulness, and wonder, they don't get it back. You don't go back to believing there's a Santa Claus once you know otherwise. And these monsters in business, politics, and religion who think sex with a child is cool, I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. Meanwhile, I've noticed over the last few days, there seems to be a resurgence of this poison the well tactic regarding 9/11. I'm being inundated with emails and videos saying that there never was a plane at the Pentagon. I wonder why they're doing it right now. It seems rather absurd. It's, as far as I was concerned, this was a dead issue. But again, a common sense. Look for what should be there and isn't. And what should be there in this story of subterfuge at the Pentagon but isn't is a reason. They have to get rid of the plane and the passengers anyway. Why would they do some kind of a deception? There's no explanation for that. No explanation at all. It's an attempt to basically plant something silly on the independent media. And when enough websites and independent media outlets buy into the no plane at the Pentagon hoax, that's when all these confiscated videos will come on out. To discredit the independent media. They're getting desperate. That must be what this means. All right, we got to head on out of here. A reminder that Republic Broadcasting is still holding its start of the year fundraiser. Go over to republicbroadcasting.org, hit that donate button. We need your help to fight back against these money junkie monsters who want to change the world into something that suits them and not you. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.